This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Leonel Gonzalez. Date of birth is December the 31st, 2003. Case ID number is 6719192. Date of exam, March the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire and a medical condition report dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 19-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office with his grandmother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, stomach pains, comma, seizure disorder, comma, asthma, comma, and scoliosis. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked in his life. He lives with his grandmother and is taking regular classes. He's in the 12th grade and in high school at this time and does very well in his classes. He is passing all his courses. At the present time, him and his grandmother live in a house. And appeared to be doing well together. His mother is in prison and it was a drug addict, and his father was deported to Mexico. Allegation number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Number two, stomach pain. Number three, seizure disorder. Number four, asthma. And number five, scoliosis. History of allegations, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant states that in 2009, he was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. He was placed on Vyvanse and Intuniv, which he is not taking at this time. The claimant is in the 12th grade and is passing all his courses and doing very well at this time. He did have symptoms of decreased concentration, decreased focus, and poor memory. His mother was a drug addict and tried to abort him several times. And they attribute his condition to the trauma that he had as a baby. His condition appears to be stable at this time. He's not on any medications and appears to be doing very well. Allegation number two, epigastric pain secondary to H. pylori. The claimant states that in January 2022, he was having severe epigastric pain, which was a sharp pain located in the epigastric area, which would not radiate to any other place of his abdomen. He had this pain every day. His symptoms included nausea, comma, but he denied any vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, constipation, comma, melena, comma, hematemesis, comma, or weakness. He has not lost any weight in the past year, and he is food intolerant to some spicy foods. At the present time, he was taking famotidine, but is no longer taking any medication at this time. He was diagnosed with gastritis secondary to Helicobacter pylori. It's been treated, and he no longer has any more symptoms at this time. Allegation number three, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 2006, he started to develop absence-type seizures when he was asleep. The grandmother states it was secondary to the trauma. The mother tried to abort him several times in Mexico, and she was a drug addict. The grandmother denies any tumors, comma, cerebrovascular accidents, comma, or infectious disease, but the baby was treated for drug withdrawal because the mother was addicted. The grandmother states that he has 3 to 4 seizures per week, but has not been to the emergency room or hospitalized for his symptoms. His postictal symptoms include sleepiness, headaches, and weakness. The absent seizures have been confirmed with EEGs. He is presently on levetiracetam, 1,000 milligrams QAM and 2,000 milligrams QPM. However, because they are moving from another state, he has not been taking the medications because of lack of funds. Allegation number four, asthma. The grandmother says that since 2005 he has had asthma and allergies. The mother denies any other symptoms or diagnoses such as emphysema, comma, bronchitis, comma, pneumonia, comma, or cardiac disease. His asthma is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing two flights of stairs, comma, and sometimes with seasonal changes. He does not smoke at this time. The last time he was in the emergency room was in 2016. He has not been hospitalized or intubated. He was on Exopenex inhaler, but is no longer using that secondary to lack of funds. He was diagnosed with asthma. Allegation number five, scoliosis. The mother states that since birth he has had scoliosis. And the claimant states the pain is an aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, but does not radiate down the legs. No surgery has been performed or injections given. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 4 hours, comma, sit for 4 hours, comma, lift approximately 40 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, and walking in the park. His physician is Dr. Dy, D-Y. He has not seen a chiropractor, received physical therapy, or is on medication for pain. He was diagnosed with scoliosis. Other limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 4 hours, comma, climb three flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assistive device, and his physician was Dr. Dye. He's presently on no medications for pain, and the only other physical activity he does is walking in the park. Family history. His father is 40 and in good health. His mother is 38 and was a drug addict and is presently in prison. She does have a history of bipolar disease, hypothyroidism, and diabetes mellitus. Medications. The claimant is presently not taking any medications. He was on Intuniv, 2 milligrams, Vyvanse, comma, Exopenex inhaler, comma, levetiracetam, 1,000 milligrams QAM and 2,000 milligrams QPM, famotidine, 20 milligrams QD, and omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD. He is no longer taking any of these medications. Medical problems, history of COVID, comma, asthma, comma, history of absent seizures, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, gastritis secondary to Helicobacter pylori, comma, and scoliosis. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.6 Fahrenheit. Weight 170 pounds. Height 5 feet 7 and 3/4 inches. BP 114 over 71 mmHg. Heart rate 68 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 26. General. This is a 19-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to the to HEENT? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is evidence of scoliosis with physical examination. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant does have decreased flexion of the lumbar spine at 90 degrees and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-ray of the thoracolumbar spine, dash, no acute finding, period, mild S-shaped scoliosis. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of scoliosis, but no other joint deformities, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to absence, seizures, and mild scoliosis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Dash, not being treated at this time. The claimant appears to have a normal demeanor and is able to function well in school. He is passing all his grades and appears to be doing well. He is not in a special ed class at this time. Number two, gastritis secondary to Helicobacter pylori has been treated. The symptoms have resolved. Number three, seizure disorder secondary to absence seizures from trauma as a baby, not being treated at this time. The mother states that he has seizures while he is sleeping. Number four, asthma dash normal physical exam. Number five, scoliosis dash confirmed with x-rays and physical exam, appears to be mild at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leonel Gonzalez.